I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Questions surround the alleged uprising against Russia's government. Russian authorities charge Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the pro-Russian Wagner Group, with inciting an armed revolt on Saturday. Yesterday, they dropped the investigation. Wagner fighters were told to set up shop in Belarus, join the Russian military, or go home. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
one of the challenges we have, what they term the fog of war, it's very difficult to see the dynamics of what was really happening. Much of what we see in the media is watching from the outside. But what was happening on the inside was probably different.
This incident may or may not affect Russia's war in Ukraine long term. But one thing is clear. People still need help today. We can connect you with SGA as they send help and hope in the name of Jesus. And food insecurity now affects about 40% of the population, according to UNICEF. The situation has gotten more critical since we brought the food crisis to your attention 3 months ago. With donor help, For Haiti with Love now supports up to 500 people in Cap Haitien and the surrounding rural area with a recent shipment of food.
Thank you to our donors and everybody that donated. That food is at the headquarters in Haiti, helping the hungry people in Haiti.
The food program is an addition to the burn clinic For Haiti with Love already operates.
We tell them that it's all because of God that we are here to be able to feed them. And they always ask us about who God and Jesus, who Jesus is.
Learn more about For Haiti with Love and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We are God's hands and feet in Haiti. We try as best as we can to help as many people as we can.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.